sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is hour number two on this Christmas Eve Tuesday, December 24th, 2024. Joining us in this segment, even yes, on Christmas Eve, is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses. Good morning, sir.
We never stop smoking that brisket, buddy.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Hey, we enjoyed the soft opening that you invited us to. There at the new location, 4029 Old 27 Highway, exit 279, head south 1.3 miles, about 1 mile and a quarter, and it's on the east side of the road. And you know one thing I never realized?
What's
the
that?
Other neighboring restaurants to the north of you.
Yes, yeah, there are two good restaurants right up the road, the Porterhouse and Benefum's. Yeah, long-time staple here in Gaylord.
Yes, long time. And as a matter of fact, when we were calling around looking to see where we might be able to have Thanksgiving dinner, they were one of few that was open, and amazing that you guys right next door to them now. And the thing of it is, Ian, I know we hadn't had the Liquor Control Commission had approved the transfer of the liquor license there when we were there for the opening. What's the status of that? Did we get any progress this week?
So we have been approved for our liquor license. They approved everything, all of the permits, all of the outdoor spaces that we requested. Everything was approved unanimously by the commission Thursday of last week. So all that is required now, excuse me, is a couple of signatures, basically from the bankrupt LLC. So once we get those back, submit them to the commission. Of course, this being the holiday week, that's going to slow that down. So we expect next week that we should have our license in hand and being able to serve beer, wine, alcohol, the whole schmagilla.
Okay, but not yet today.
Not yet today, no.
Okay.
Yep, just still waiting on the final, but we have been approved. That was the first big step, was making sure
right.
that everything was on the up and up and everything was good.
Now it's just paperwork.
Now it's just literally one signature that I have to get from the attorney from the defunct corporation.
Ah, and of course the chances of getting that done during Christmas week, it probably will be next week, but great location, great menu. We're going to talk about that after the break because Vicky's like, man, did you see some of those breakfast items? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay, we're coming over here for breakfast. We're going to try a couple of these things. We're going to talk about that. And also, the location itself, snowy, unbelievable conditions that night when we drove down from actually Sheboygan. We got there. Parking lot was cleared. Basically, just enough parking for the folks that showed up for your soft invitational opening.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of parking towards the south end as well. So you probably couldn't see because it was just so dark. And that's one of the great upgrades that we're planning for the springtime, is to pave and light all that parking.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, because it was kind of hard to see the location. But again, you just opened up and you'll be making those improvements. Again, 4029 Old 27 Highway. You come off of I-75 at exit 279. This is not the current exit to downtown location, 282. It's about 3 miles south. You get off at 279. You head south on Old 27 about a mile, and it's right there on the east side of the road. So we're going to hold Ian on through the break. Ian, get out the menu, brother. We want to talk about the menu.
Yeah, you got it.
Because it is completely different than Main Street, and got some great items. We tried a couple of them. I'm going to have some feedback for you from me and Miss Vicky. So short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, the new menu. Vicky had the Marry Me Chicken, and she was so ecstatic. Explain, what is that sauce that your chef puts on this Marry Me Chicken?
Yeah, so it's actually a Parmesan cream sauce is really what it is. It's actually pretty simple, but the other part of it is there's sun-dried tomatoes in with that.
Yes.
This sauce is crazy good. We actually, if you get the steak bites, it's the same sauce is in the steak bites. And was having that the other day, and I was like, man, we could just make nachos out of this stuff. It's so good. One of my cooks is like, I just want to drink it. Like, it's crazy good.
It is. It is. And now, I'm going to give a tip for your staff. Service that sells. We've talked about this before. But this particular entree needs to be served backwards. And let me explain. Cream brulee, rice pudding. What the heck was this cheesecake with this bacon bourbon? What the heck is that?
Yeah, so we've alluded a little bit to the fact that we're launching a bourbon brand in the first quarter of 2025. So what we're doing is we're embedding some bourbon into a lot of these new entree items. And of course, why not make a maple bacon bourbon cheesecake? It's kind of a mouthful, but so is the dessert, and that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
So we're bringing that in. So there's a pork ribeye that we have as well. So that's a bourbon brined pork ribeye. One of the other things that we're doing is we've got two steaks on the menu. One is a flat iron steak, delicious cut of meat, but it's bourbon marinated. So we're trying to run that bourbon theme throughout our menu. So when we launch our bourbon brand, it's already embedded in our menu. And I got to tell you, we tasted this bourbon and it is amazingly good. 101 proof. It's
Whoa.
The smoothest 100 proof alcohol I have ever tasted in my life. It is so good. We're tentatively calling it Gaylord Gold, but I don't want to get too off track. This menu is amazing. So what you didn't see when you were in the other night was you only got to see the one side of the menu, the dinner and the breakfast, right?
Right.
The other side of the menu was blank, correct?
Yes.
That other side of the menu is our current menu that we have downtown that we've been running for years that has the platters, the Reuben sandwich, the brisket sandwich. All of those things will be available 7 days a week from open to close. And then that dinner menu that you looked at the other day and
sure.
had some of those items,
yes.
those are only available for sit-down full service with a waiter or a waitress from 5 o'clock to close every day. And then,
Got
of course,
it.
The breakfast items you mentioned.
Yes.
That's right now Saturday and Sunday from 8 to around 11:30.
Okay, very good. Now, I had the bourbon marinated flat steak.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I don't know what you guys did to in the marinating process, but I could not believe, first of all, very lean meat because of my weight program I'm on. I have to eat lean, you know, meats and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so tender, and I cannot understand how did he get – is it that marinating process that made it that tender?
It's a couple of things, actually. So part of it is the cut of meat itself. It's a grain-fed, center-cut, boneless piece of meat, right? So
mm-hmm. –
And it's marinated, right? So it's just sitting there for, I think these are aged for a little while. I want to say maybe 21 days, something like that.
Sure.
But the last thing we do to it is, and I shouldn't even give this away because you may not want to have it again, but we actually, we cook it in a pan and
oh,
we
yeah?
baste it with butter. So we just sit there
Whoa!
For the 10 minutes that steak is in a pan.
Right.
We sort of pan fry it and we baste it a little bit with butter as we go. That adds to the moisture content of that steak. And there's
right.
absolutely nothing wrong with butter.
No. Well, that's exactly why I gained 1.2 pounds the next morning. Now that explains it, because butter is my trigger food. So, okay. I guess.
See, I knew I shouldn't have said anything.
Right. Exactly. Well, we've got the maple bacon bourbon cheesecake. And we got also the rice pudding, or bread pudding, excuse me, bread pudding. amazing desserts. Now, the Marry Me Chicken, the portions is so large. This is how you tell your servers to do this, okay? They have got to have the people buy a dessert first, okay? Have your dessert first. Then bring out the Marry Me Chicken, and I guarantee they're only going to eat half of it, especially after the dessert, and then they take the other half home with them, and Vicky had it for another meal the next day. So basically, you're getting two dinners for the price of one. That's how generous the size is on this chicken.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest pieces of feedback. That's a great idea, by the way. That is one of the biggest pieces of feedback that we did get, was that the portion sizes are amazing. You know, we've got a wide range of price points on the menu, from $19 for that Marry Me Chicken to $29 for the flat iron steak, middle of the road for salmon at $24. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we have the sandwiches and the burgers and all that stuff. So we're not trying to be fancy, but boy, we offer some pretty fancy food at some pretty affordable prices.
Talk about the new, I believe, breakfast items that are on the menu. There's a couple of them that really caught Vicky's eye. Go over the breakfast items that you have there on the menu.
Yeah, what's great is we're actually going to be adding even more. So, like the BLT breakfast sandwich, really one of our biggest sellers so far has been the Rancheros, what we call brekkie tacos. They're just breakfast tacos. Uh-huh. The other one that has been a huge seller is the Amaretto French Toast. It's exactly as it sounds. It's just very decadent, delicious French toast made on Texas toast. And then, of course, we have, you know, staples like brisket hash, you know, breakfast burrito. And then, of course, we offer really what we call simple breakfast. And it's just order it how you want. You want pancake, sausage, eggs, bacon, whatever you want, an entire a la carte menu as well. So,
yes.
And, you know, we do offer half portions for the kids. So you can get a brisket hash or a breakfast bowl, a scramble bowl, and get a half portion for the kids. They love it. My niece and nephew had one the other morning. I swear they're going to be back every weekend.
I love it. Now, right now, especially with winter, but we're getting a lot of snow, buddy. You're getting a lot of snowmobilers and the back off-roaders, the ATVs and things like that. Are you looking at possibly expanding breakfast? I just got a text message, other than just Saturday and Sundays.
Yeah, I think once we get past this, kind of what we call Hell Week in the restaurant business, Christmas and New Year's is a gluttony of people coming, and we love it, honestly, and that's not a complaint by any means.
Sure.
So once we get past this busy holiday week and into the new year, we do plan to reassess us when we'll add a few more of those breakfast items.
Yeah.
We do plan to expand breakfast probably to Friday, and then in the summertime, we'll do 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially with all the tourists coming up. Well, one thing that I know a lot of people look forward to, of course, is the brisket. That is staying the same, the normal brisket platter and the brisket sandwiches. Those are going to be available at the new location as well.
100% absolutely. The only thing that's changing is they're being smoked in a nice brand new smoker, the exact same smoker we've had for 7 years. We just purchased a brand new version of that was installed last week. So none of that has changed. Our rubs haven't changed. Our barbecue sauce hasn't changed. We're just expanding the menu, expanding our level of service, and expanding our footprint.
Excellent, excellent. I just got another text message. They heard the dinner menu starts at 5 o'clock. Did you say, was it correct, you said you're going to do that until closing? And if so, what time is closing, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays?
That's a good question. So it's kind of a moving target right now, but we plan to be open till 11 p.m. on the weekends, 10 p.m. during the week. Right now, it's a little iffy because we don't have our liquor license, so we've been closing around 9 o'clock during the week and weekends because we don't have that liquor license, so people aren't quite hanging around as late, that sort of thing. But the normal hours will be almost identical to what is downtown. 11 to 10 during the week, and then 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. for the most part on the weekends.
Got it. I noticed the fireplace out there in the window. Is that going to be perhaps right next to it? I know you've done singers, entertaining folks, live entertainment downtown. Is that the location perhaps you might be having some live entertainment? Question is, they love listening to the guitar singers that you bring in.
Yeah, so we may do things a little bit differently since the style of service at the new location, I wouldn't say is formal, but obviously it's more formal than the counter service that we do downtown.
Sure.
I think we will do some live music, but not in the same fashion that we do downtown. So we do karaoke every other Wednesday, and then the opposite that we do open mic night. So it may not be appropriate to have those two types of entertainment in the new location because the dining room and bar is together.
Sure.
Versus downtown, the bar and dining room are somewhat separate. So
sure.
If you didn't come to participate in karaoke or to hear live music, you can sit in the dining room downtown and sort of be separate from that. Versus the new location, the nicest part of the dining room is right there adjacent to the bar. So we may not be able to do that, but I definitely want to bring in some live music. We have several good artists in the area that come in, play the guitar, sing solo. That is the plan. And then, of course, okay. We have the pavilion where that we can rock at.
Oh, yeah. Once we get warm weather, we can really start to party outside. Looking forward to that. Got another text message. You guys keep them coming. Ian wants to know if they want to know from Ian. Randy has talked about baking his world famous carrot cake. And if you taste it and you like it, is it something you might consider? We love it. We've been to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast for 3 years in a row. And we look forward. We actually come for the carrot cake. They wanted to know if you taste it and like it, if is that something you could add to the menu?
If Trucker Randy is willing to part with the recipe for us, we would put it on the menu as Trucker Randy's carrot cake.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Because Dan says that's the only reason they come to the Fun Shoot. So, and you actually smoked our pork for us this year. You brought it over in your heated containers there, and you actually set us up to be able to serve this year. That's the event he's referring to. But you didn't actually get to taste my carrot cake that day.
I didn't. I unfortunately had to take off early, but that was a great event, and I'm deeply sad that I didn't get to try your famous carrot cake.
Well, we're going to do it again this year, and I need you to put it on your calendar early. It's going to be the fourth Saturday in August. It's August 23rd. So I want Ian there this year again to do that for us and to participate. And it's a non-election year. But a lot of people are already contacting me about 2026, about running for office. So I'd love for you to come and participate with that event and maybe ask some tough questions, some of these people wanting to run for governor. I've got one guy says he's also considering running for U.S. Senate against Gary Peters. So we've got a lot of things happening. So mark it on the calendar, sir. August, Saturday, the 23rd, the fourth Saturday in August. And
got it.
We'll start selling tickets for that. Final thoughts, information you'd like to get to folks, either about the downtown location. What's happening with that eventually? What's your plans at this point, real quick, about 30 seconds?
Yeah, so we're going to keep that open for a while. I've got a lease on that for at least another year. I've got a friend that looks like they're going to open a new bar and restaurant concept there, maybe May, something like that.
Okay.
But the plan is to keep that Iron Pig downtown. This is our original location. We'll probably close maybe 2 days a week, maybe a Tuesday and a Thursday during this time of year. But the plan is to keep this location here. This is the OG spot, if you will, where everything went down. So I have some attachment to this location. But the plan is to keep it for a while and keep doing what we do.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you and your family have a blessed and Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you, brother. You as well.
Thank you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.